USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks sold off sharply on Friday after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said in his Jackson Hole economic speech the central bank won't back off in its fight against rapid inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,008 points to close the week at 32,283. The S&P fell 141 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 497. The suspect in the Wisconsin Christmas parade attack won't have his case dismissed. Public defenders for Daryl Brooks Jr. motioned to have his case tossed on the grounds of insanity, but the judge in the case denied the motion. The judge also ruled prosecutors can use statements made by Brooks in two separate interrogations from after he was arrested. A judge dismissing some charges against Brooks on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Before leaving the White House aboard Marine One on Friday, President Biden was asked by reporters if he thinks it's appropriate to take classified materials from the White House.
Depending on the circumstance. For example, I have in my home a cabined off space that is completely secure.
Biden continuing to say he knew nothing about the raid on former President Trump. The U.S. Secret Service is announcing it's returning $286 million in stolen COVID loans to the Small Business Administration Friday. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Roy Dotson explains that the loans were stolen by 15,000 Green Dot bank accounts that were fraudulent.
The initial investigation indicated the majority of the accounts had been established using synthetic identities, stolen personal identifiable information, or the utilization of willing and unwilling money mules.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A new Fairfax County, Virginia public schools policy allows students to change their pronouns and make other decisions about gender without parental consent. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says he will bring the full authority of his office to ensure parents are protected.
Parents have the primary role in making decisions for their children. And we consistently see the left liberal progressives try to inject themselves between parents and their children. It's wrong, and we're not going to let it happen in Virginia.
A social media platform is making their way into the podcasting space.
Twitter, with all the turmoil surrounding the social media platform, announced it will begin podcasting, offering the long-form programming on Twitter. The redesign introduces personalized hubs for users called stations that group content together based on different topics, such as news, music, sports, and more. The recommendation that you will see will be based on themes and people that you follow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The sequel to the 1983 holiday classic, A Christmas Story, will be released ahead of the holidays. Deadline reporting A Christmas Story Christmas will premiere on HBO Max on Thursday, November 17th. Peter Billingsley is reprising his role as adult Ralphie in the 1970s, returning to his home on Cleveland Street to bring his kids a magical Christmas like one from his childhood. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.